From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Saudi Arabia ends a four-week bombing campaign in Yemen. Yemen's President Abu Mansur Hadi says the crisis in his country will end soon following the end of a Saudi-led air campaign aimed at halting a Houthi rebel advance and restoring his administration. In a televised address from Saudi Arabia, he thanked the Saudi-led coalition, said his government will restore hope to the people of Yemen. Saudi Arabia says it will now focus on political efforts in Yemen, including the resumption of UN-sponsored peace talks. President Obama, in a cable television appearance on the network MSNBC Tuesday, said his government has told Iran any weapon shipments to the Houthis would be a problem.
Right now, their ships are in international waters. There's a reason why we keep some of our ships in the Persian Gulf region, and that is to make sure that we maintain freedom of navigation. And what we've said to them is that if there are weapons delivered to factions within Yemen that could threaten navigation, that's a problem.
Nine U.S. warships are in the region to ensure vital Gulf shipping lanes remain open. Italian prosecutors say the Tunisian captain of the migrant boat that capsized in the Mediterranean, mistakenly drowning hundreds, rammed his vessel into a merchant ship that was coming to help. He and the Syrian first mate have been arrested and charged in what the U.N. calls Europe's worst migrant disaster. Joel Millman is with the International Organization of Migration.
The 2015 death toll now is more than 30 times last year's total at this date on April 21st, when just 56 deaths of migrants had been reported on the Mediterranean. IOM now fears that the 2014 total of 3,279 migrants on the Mediterranean may be surpassed this year in a matter of weeks.
This is VOA News. Reuters reports two Egyptian policemen killed late Tuesday after being shot by unidentified gunmen in Cairo, the attack coming hours after a court sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to 20 years in prison in connection with the killing of protesters in 2012. He escaped a possible death penalty. White House spokesman Josh Earnest expressed concern over the sentence.
All Egyptians, regardless of political affiliation, are entitled to equal and fair treatment before the law, including full respect for their rights to due process. Mr. Morsi, like all other defendants, must be afforded the basic legal right of due process. And the United States continues to be strongly opposed to politicized arrests and detentions. The United States will also continue to engage the Egyptian government on its political trajectory and to raise human rights and political reform issues. There should be no doubt that these issues remain significant bilateral priorities for the United States.
Mr. Morsi's controversial rule led to a popular uprising and his ouster in 2013 by then-military chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who eventually replaced him following elections last year. At least nine people were killed in Somalia's capital Mogadishu when a car bomb exploded Tuesday outside a popular restaurant at lunchtime. A spokesman for the militant group Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack. This is Al-Shabaab's third deadly attack in Somalia in as many days. Niger's Prime Minister Brigi Raffini has ordered all schools around the capital Niamey closed until Monday and called on children aged 2 to 15 to be vaccinated against meningitis, a potentially fatal brain disease. More than 900 cases of the illness have been diagnosed since January, resulting in 85 deaths. He said the country needs more than a million doses of meningitis vaccine, but only has around half of that, and appealed to Niger's allies and the World Health Organization for help. Nearly 2 weeks after convicting accused Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev of all 30 charges against him, jurors Tuesday heard reasons from the prosecution why he should be put to death. Legal analyst Professor Daniel Medved said they'll also hear from the defense.
The goal of the defense is to humanize Mr. Tsarnaev, to make at least one juror identify with him as a human being in the hopes that they will spare him his life.
The 21-year-old ethnic Chechen was found guilty of working with his older brother to carry out the April 15, 2013 attack that killed three people and wounded more than 260 others. Afghanistan's Taliban says it will launch its spring offensive Friday and demanded immediate withdrawal of remaining foreign forces in the country. It says the offensive will target military bases and intelligence and diplomatic centers. The UN said civilian casualties from ground battles rose by 8% in the first 3 months of this year compared to the same period in 2014. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.